Sorry, I didn't catch the rest of your question. Could you clarify what you were going to ask?
So last time we spoke, you were using primarily in platinum sensitive second line. Since then, IMforte data has fully matured and been published. So I was hoping to get your perspective on the course. Does that sound okay for today?
That's fine. I did skim through the full IM40 paper when it came out, though, to be honest, I haven't had time to do a deep dive with my team yet. I'm definitely interested in hearing your take on how the new data might shift things, especially for our post-IO relapses. But I'll want to focus on what's actionable for our real-world cohort, older, comorbid, a lot of veterans. So let's keep it practical. Where do you see the biggest change versus what we discussed 6 months ago?
But before we get into the data, can I ask, when you think about maintenance today, what are you most optimizing for? Is it tolerability?
Yeah, tolerability is always top of mind, especially for our older folks. We want to avoid hospitalizations, keep patients functional, and prevent those week-to-week setbacks that throw off their schedules. Beyond that, it's really about symptom control and maintaining quality of life. If I have to pick, I'll sacrifice a little PFS if it means fewer grade 3 toxicities and less time in the infusion chair. But of course, we all want a regimen that actually moves the needle on survival, not just buys us a few extra weeks. Why do you ask?
Absolutely. We've used okay. To you
Sorry, it's.
with Hello, Dr. Rosales, is she still there?
Yes, I'm here. It's Dr. Rosales, by the way. Sorry. Just had a quick interruption. Clinic life. Go ahead.
Absolutely. So are there any details in specific that you'd like for me to cover?
Yeah, a couple things would be helpful. First, I'd like to hear how the updated data breaks down by relapse timing. So, platinum sensitive versus refractory, especially in that tough 3 to 6 month window after ICI. Second, anything new on managing neutropenia and fatigue, since that's where we've hit most of our roadblocks. And if you have real world data or practical workflow tips for frail patients, that's always valuable. Also, any updates on payer coverage or streamlining pre-auth would be good, since that's still a bottleneck for us. If you can speak to those areas, that would be most relevant for my team.